Welcome to the doghouse. Little shake up in the schedule on MotoGP, and apparently some people don't know when to retire. Or don't know what retirement means.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah, it's the latter.
Because I don't think he's, you know, he did the smart thing. He's like, I got my motorcycle license and I'm just gonna be a test rider where you can go run all the fun tracks without anybody caring about the time.
Yeah.
And you come back and you're like, this bike sucks, and you get on your plane and you fly home.
And they pay you to do that.
Which is not bad. But then somebody got hurt and now it's like, oh, you want to come race for us? And he's probably like, no.
Yeah.
Is somebody else available? Yeah.
I hope, because I know how those discussions go with spouses. It's like, wait, you promised no more racing. No more racing. Right?
And he said, I don't think it was a promise. I remember talking about it, but it wasn't a promise.
It's not a promise in the true sense of the word.
Your wife is more like, why are you home? Don't you have racing to go do?
Yes.
So we're talking about Johnny Ray. Johnny Ray is coming back to run Honda and World Superbike at Portimao for an injured Jake Dixon. The reports are that Jake will get his seat back when he's healthy. And Johnny will return.
We'll see. Ray may not be able to let go of the handlebars.
So Jake Dixon was smart enough to start his World Superbike career with an injury.
Yeah.
He figured, I'll get it out of the way now before waiting for the track, right? I'll get it out of the way now.
It's a wrist injury. You know that wasn't from twisting the throttle.
No.
There's no point on that bike.
No, there's no point. But, you know, the interesting thing is with Ray, at least, you know, wild carding for this one race, he's going to be on a bike that actually has a chance to be somewhere below, you know, above 19th place. Not a lot, but yeah, above.
18th is ahead of 19th, yeah.
Yes, 18th is
ahead of 19th. Technically, you probably are correct.
Oh, I'd rather be on the Honda than the Yamaha any day. And so would all the people on Yamahas. So there you go. But I wouldn't count for much more.
You know, get the guy a break. He's trying to help his team out.
We did. It's called retirement. That's what the definition of retirement is, Phil. It's a break. It's a break.
Being a team player, Ken, I know, of which you know nothing.
What the hell does that even mean?
This means that the team was in need. And they were like, let's get our 119 race win, 264 podium having guy,
seven-time champion,
8 years younger than Josh Hayes out there.
Barely.
Out there.
Well, first of all, when you, the term team player, okay, is just the original meaning before it became participation award. Okay.
No.
Yes.
No, you're wrong. No.
I'm right. Wrong. I'm right.
This is my problem with it is,
go ahead.
And my problem with it is not, you know, them bringing Johnny in. It's them not giving anyone else a shot. I mean, there's a lot younger guys that, you know, put them there, see what they can do.
Just say it. There's a lot of younger guys who would benefit from the track experience.
Yes.
He's not going to get any benefit from the track experience.
Yeah. It's the same part. I had the same issue with this as I do with, you know, guys dropping down from Superbike into Super Sport or World Superbike.
I'm totally with you, Warren. I swear that both in Moto America and in World Superbike, they really don't seem like they're focused on rider development. Sorry.
No, they're not. They're focused on winning.
Yeah, but that's not rider development.
Rider development doesn't pay anything.
It doesn't. But
when you get played, shots like this,
it pays MotoGP pretty
Ray
damn well.
Ray is not going to win the race.
Absolutely not. No chance.
At best, he'll finish 12th. That's my personal prediction.
Yeah, but rider development doesn't pay. It doesn't make sponsors.
It doesn't pay today.
It doesn't pay in the future.
You wouldn't have MotoGP without rider development. You just wouldn't. So yeah, I don't know
how many brands did Rossi change to?
Okay,
why
is it that in World Superbike the average age of the champions is 10 years older than in MotoGP? No rider development.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true.
Well, you can take a look at it. Johnny Ray himself would have thrown the average way off. Yeah, right.
When Johnny Ray was winning, that was 6-7 years
ago. Well, Bulaga will help a little bit, but Bulaga's a development rider. He's a guy
when Johnny Ray was winning, he was in his late 20s and early 30s. Marquez is there now.
Bagnaia is there now?
Yeah, Bagnaia's what, 26?
Yeah. But he was winning.
That's about the age Johnny Ray started winning.
But you just made the point. Most of Marquez's wins and most of Bagnaia's wins, they were about 10 years younger than the people that are getting their average wins.
Okay, are you saying Marquez isn't going to win this season out?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But he won most of his races.
Okay, Ray is 39. His last championship was what, 6 years ago now?
Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So 33, mm-hmm. and then take away what, six titles? That makes them 27. They're the same age.
They were the same. What? I don't know what you're doing. You're comparing. You're only comparing.
Yes. That's what you started out doing. You were
No. I said all of them. How old was Joan Mir when he won his championship? His first championship. How old was Mark Marquez when he won his first championship? 20 years old. These guys are all development riders. Whereas Gadiaglo is a World Superbike rider.
Yeah. How old was he when he won his first?
Oh, he had to be at least 28.
I bet not, because he's only like 31 now. That was five years ago.
No, it wasn't 5 years ago.
He won the year after Ray stopped.
Okay. So he was what?
It was 4 years ago at most.
27?
At most 4 years ago. At most 4 years
ago. You're talking 3 years at most.
Okay, he's won. Ratzgadiaglu won 3 championships, right? We agree with that?
I believe so.
Okay. Who won the intervening championships then if it was 4 or 5 years ago?
Bautista?
Well, only one.
Who won last? Who won?
Bautista won before him.
I
think Ratzgadiaglu's first championship was 3 years ago. I think he won 3 in a row.
I don't think so.
It was either 3 or 4 years ago. It wasn't more than 4 years ago.
I'm going to stick with what I said. If it's if he was going to be replacing Dixon for 5 races, okay, I can live with that. One race, get a younger guy. Let him try it out and see what he can do.
I don't think they know how long Dixon's going to be out yet.
I don't know. I don't even know what his injury is. Either you guys have any information on his injury?
I thought I read it was a wrist. I think it was a wrist injury, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, it's a wrist injury.
I think he's butthurt about having to go to World Superbike. That's his injury.
Could be.
Yep.
I wouldn't argue that.
Okay.
So Ratzgadiaglu won his first championship 5 years ago. He's 29 years old.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you're saying, they're 10 years older on average. They're not. It's like 3 years older on average.
The point about not developing riders stands. We don't disagree about that, right?
I don't think either of them develop riders. That's what I'm saying.
We agree with that. They don't develop the riders at all.
All the MotoGP riders come up through Moto 2. How many go directly? Ratzgadiaglu, name somebody else who came directly from World Superbike into MotoGP.
I don't know. When was the last time somebody moved over? Not many people move over like that.
Well, I mean, I can think Ben Spies is one example. Yeah. He won his first year. Not a lot of people come out.
Not a lot of people go that way.
No, not a lot of people get a chance to go that way. Why? Yeah. Because the requirements are much higher. And the requirements much higher on the riders, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
The bikes are different.
All right. The bikes are very different.
Next year that may change because they're going to go to different bikes.
Yeah. You know,
they're still prototypes for street bikes. I don't think that's a difference.
That's going to be a huge difference no matter what.
I don't think that it's not going to be like a difference of change. It's still going to be going from a 1,000cc street bike to an 800 prototype instead of a 1,000cc prototype.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. They're not, street bike. They're not comparable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What we got? MotoGP is going to move the Qatar race from next month to November and then push back Portimao and someplace else to have what's the last race? I can't think of it. In Spain there. Why can't I think of the name of that track?
Jerez?
What do you have? Qatar?
Yeah. Or what well, they're moving Jerez. I mean, they're moving Qatar. And they're
after
moving
Jerez.
At Valencia. That's what I meant.
Valencia, yeah.
And they're moving the Portuguese round, Portimao, or whoever, wherever they race. They don't race Portimao. Do they race Portimao? No.
They don't race Portimao?
No, where do they race in Portugal? Someplace else. And they're moving Portugal and Valencia back a week each. So the last race of the season will be Thanksgiving weekend here in the U.S.
November 29th. They're maintaining their note. That's another difference right there between the series. MotoGP keeps the number of races, right? And they don't drop rate. They don't drop races, so they're making sure they're keeping the season. So they had to. The season's actually a week longer now, right?
Yeah, it looks like
because of the change. Yeah,
it's a week long.
Yeah.
I don't blame them from leaving Qatar. Walmart is leaving as well.
Walmart races?
Walmart is leaving the Qatar because there's too many targets there.
I didn't even know that in Qatar, where they literally people flush their toilets and oil shoots up, why they would have Walmarts in Qatar.
It's a joke. They have too many targets. Many targets there.
That's a terrible joke.
The dumb dumb.
That is, if you said, if you told me Whole Foods, then I'd say, okay.
I don't even view Target as targets. A store. I get it.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
All right.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When Warren tries to make his annual joke, it usually goes over like this.
Well, at least we're good till next April.
That's right.
Baby Jesus. Thank that baby
just
Jesus.
For that, I'm going to try to get another one for next week.
No, don't. Please. We have to explain it that much. It's not worth it. All right, Warren, you mentioned something that I missed in the news. You mentioned
it. Well, it wasn't really in the news. It was a Facebook post by Moto America.
Were they fishing or was it real?
I think they were fishing.
Okay.
Although, they tossed out the idea of running Baggers and Super Sport together. On the surface of it, at first, it's like, that might be interesting. They run relatively close to speed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started thinking safety-wise. I mean, the Baggers take a lot wider turn. Their apexes are different. Their entry and exits are different than the Super Sport. So they'd be competing be apples and oranges racing, in my opinion. Now, but I did go look at some of the times at this last Daytona race. The Super Sport ran a 149.3 fastest lap, and that was by PJ. The Baggers ran a 150.0 by Herfoss. So that's only 7/10 of a difference.
Wait a minute. Say it again. Lap. Say that again. One was 143.
One was 149.3.
149.3
Super Sport.
Mm-hmm.
That's PJ again. Mm-hmm. And then the fastest Bagger was the Indian under Hofros, who ran a 150 flat.
Oh, so let me ask you, Warren, did they run the exact same infield layout?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everything was what I've noticed over the last couple of years is the Baggers are usually within a fastest lap, and the Baggers usually within a second of the fastest lap of Super Sports.
Yeah.
They're not slow.
Yeah.
Well, and another one I looked at was Road America.
Yeah.
2.16 for 2 minutes, 16 seconds for the Super Sport and 2:17 for the Baggers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're about the same. Here's what I don't like about it is I think they're actually too close to race together.
That's not what I watch, don't like about it.
I watch American Le Mans, right? Where you have the prototypes racing with the other cars, like Daytona, the Petit Le Mans. You have all these different classes. Mm-hmm. So watching different classes racing, the same race to me is fine. It usually gives you a little more on track action, right? Mm-hmm. But they need to be separated so that the race leaders aren't fighting the other class in the race lead.
Yeah, I agree.
If they were 5 seconds apart, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
And I don't even care who's faster and who's
slower. I don't know if this is to be run as two separate classes or just as a race.
No, it'd be two classes, right?
You'd think. But
what I don't like is that, I guess at the end of the race, if you're a second a lot slower, you'd be 10 seconds back.
But I'm not sure that if both of them are out on the track at the same time that that would be true anymore, because I think that the super sports would be dive bombing the corners over and over again against the baggers.
Yeah, because the baggers
could throw the baggers off considerably, right?
Yeah.
If that's happening all the time. You're getting passed on every corner, that's not going to, your lap times are going to fall.
Well, yeah, I think it would be the whole thing would be who got dive bombed in the first couple laps.
Yeah.
Right. I think it would sort itself out. I mean, both classes are suffering from not having a lot of not super sport as much as baggers. I would like to see baggers and super hooligans run together. If you were going to say put two bikes together, put the baggers and the super hooligans.
That's not a bad idea. But I didn't check the speeds of the super hooligans. I don't know if they're that
fast.
They're
about like 3 or 4 seconds a lap off. So that would give them separation after lap one. And it would be very similar style of bikes.
The other thing that I wonder is because the profile of the baggers is so much different than that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go right into racing like that. I would do some like demonstration type things first. Yeah,
I don't think you want to have the first race.
They say, okay, hey, Ted, we're going to have our first, you know, bagger super sport race. I think that could be disastrous. These guys don't know how to gauge the width difference, right? In those machines.
Plus, if I can see Kyle Wyman or some of these other guys who used to ride the super bikes and super sports, if they start getting dive bombed, they're going to change their lines to prevent that.
If they can. And still stays fast because I assume they're running the fastest line that they can right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think if you start changing their lines to be defensive, you're liable to lose a lot more than 7/10 of a second, right?
Yep.
I would say, I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I just don't think if you were going to ask me, I'd rather run Superbike and Super Sport together.
I'm okay with it, however you want to do it, but I wouldn't do it as a points race type thing. I'd do it as like an add-on, you know, like for some sort of cup race type thing.
If you kept the points separate, like Le Mans does and stuff,
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. I just like the thing that I worry about is, I mean, the reason they do that is, you know, I know Warren's going to take this all personal, but they don't have a lot of bikes. They don't have a lot of bikes in King of the Baggers.
They don't.
Right?
Usually 8 to 10.
So when you have fans there, right, 8 to 10, they get sorted out. Warren, you've been to the races, right? It's kind of boring when you don't see a bike for 4 or 5 seconds, and then there's one by itself. And the back markers in Super Sport or the back markers in Super Hooligans would be somewhere near the back markers of the Harleys. So that works. It would give those guys somebody to, quote, race, to swap position with. Who cares at the track and on television? Who cares if it's really overly competitive as long as you have passing action? Once you get past the top five in a lot of the series,
no one cares.
There's no one's passing.
Yeah, I would like to see it. Personally, I would like to see it. To see whether or not it would be something that would be entertaining to watch, or if it's just going to be, you know, let these little super sport bikes, you know, run circles around these bikes. Even we see 0.7 seconds, maybe if we ended up with packs of granted, there's not that many baggers, but if we end up with them being grouped together and the super sport being grouped together, it's not worth doing.
Right. They have to be intermixed the whole thing.
They have to be intermixed. All right,
so I just looked up the Super Hoogan fastest lap at Daytona for this year.
Yeah.
11:25.
What was
the hard, the bagger was 150. That can't be right.
No, that can't be right. They are not 40 seconds faster. Because I don't even think a superbike can do it that fast.
No.
Something's got to be wrong with that time.
Yeah, I'll
maybe they put that in metric. Who knows? maybe they might have been using a metric clock. Yeah, but like, now I'll tell you what.
152. So they were 2 seconds slower. 152.
They're 2 seconds slow. That to me would be good. Because the top guys in Super Hooligans would be running with mid to late pack Harleys. And that to me would be entertaining.
Do you remember when I'm sure you both remember when they ran the Superstock 1000 and the Superbike together?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Moto America and why they ended up stopping that. And the reason was is because the Stock 1000 bikes guys found where they had a very small advantage and they used that. It slowed down. Yeah. It slowed down the super bike class significantly by doing that. So generally what happens in any given lap depends on the aggression of a particular riders and things like that. But the slowest guy ends up having more control than the faster guy.
Always.
Every form of racing. So if
slow
you mix,
guys control the pace.
They control the pace. So you have to think about that. But I would say it's worth trying. Like do it like a demonstration race at Road America or something. You know, I think
Road
that
America
would be worthwhile.
Or Daytona. I would love to see. To be honest with you, I would love to see all the classes run at once at Daytona, just like American Le Mans.
One time. I would
just
be up
show
for
me
it
one time.
Show it to me one time. You know, again, like do a demonstration race, and I'm up for anything. And then you find out whether it's something. Hey, this was really cool.
That might work or that might not. Right,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm all for that.
You're right. You're right, Warren. That's probably complete BS. That's just being this chatter out there.
I think it did.
Yeah, I think that's clickbait. That sounds like clickbait.
Yeah.
And I did see a lot of people were in the comments were complaining that the baggers wouldn't last more that many laps and everything. It's the only reason they're limited to 10 laps now is because time. By the time you get all the other races in, there's just only so much time you can put in a day.
Well, I to be honest, I'm not even sure it's that. I think they're limited to that amount of time because they spread out so far that you'd have a guy. It does not look good if somebody laps the field.
Right.
And they would.
And if you do 20 laps, if you do the same thing they do for Super Sport and baggers right now, they'll lap half the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't look good.
Supercross is a good example of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get the leader lapping everyone up to fifth place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just not, I mean, it's Supercross. It doesn't happen every week. So it's like, yeah. But if you do that on a track, if that happens every week, people are going to hate the baggers. People are going to hate this. You know, they're just not going to enjoy watching that.
Well, it might be part of it as well, but it's also, it's the time of day. You know, we've been to the track. By the time they get that last race done, it's 5:30 in the afternoon.
That's why I'm not opposed to having several classes in a race.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to have enough separation that it works.
Yeah. Yeah, and it definitely doesn't work on the shorter tracks. That's the other thing too.
I don't know. Because
that separation that you have ends up being multiple laps, right? So
well,
I think it works better. I think
at a second a lap, at a second or two a lap, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like if the fastest lap at Daytona was a second difference,
it won't
seven
be.
tenths, seven tenths.
Seven,
The,
or
no,
a
no, no.
second,
That
even a
was the
second.
top.
That's
Yeah,
only
that's
20 seconds.
yeah.
Yeah.
Which means realistically, he'd place third overall.
Yeah, but you're assuming that that difference times the number of laps is what the difference would be. But we know between the front, the leaders, and the back markers, that difference is way more than 1 second.
Yes, but
Yeah.
what I'm saying, right? That's not the way I was looking at it. What I
Okay.
was saying is that if you had the number one guy in super sport would only be would be about where third place was. I mean, the number one guy in baggers would be about where third place was in super sport at the end of the race, which to me that's fine,
Yeah. But
right?
I think that,
Because the second place in super sport, you third place in super sports usually 8 to 10 seconds back.
I think you take the fastest guy and the slowest guy and see what that gap is. Because that's
I
what your
kind of
race
lean,
time is.
yeah, I'm gonna lean to what Ken was saying is I think do this as a demonstration at Daytona
Or
or Road
Road
America. I
America would be
like Road
good.
America. That's a good idea.
I would pick Road America to be the first
Yeah.
place to do it.
Yeah, you got the big
And just do
sweeping
it as a
front there.
demonstration
Yeah,
race.
but you can
And
see, but when you do it at Daytona, you can see the entire track. The
no,
audience
you
can see
can't. No,
everything.
you can't. I've been
That's
there. You
spoken as
mostly.
somebody who's been to never been to Daytona.
You can see
Yeah,
it more than you can at Road Atlanta. At Road Atlanta, you
Road
see a big
America.
corner.
There's large areas of the track at Daytona you can't see.
The only
Well, you
thing
see
I
it a lot
like
more of
about
it
it than any other track.
well,
The
if
only thing
you're
I like
yeah,
about it,
well,
though,
no,
at
it's not
doing
true,
it at
Warren. It's not.
Daytona,
It's not. It's not. You can't see more there than anywhere else.
especially if you're on the ground.
Yeah.
If you're like,
Well,
especially
especially
most
if
people
you're
don't sit
in
on
a
the
car.
ground. Most people are up in the
No, I
stands.
like no. Most people
No,
there are in the
most people are on the ground.
yeah, they're on the
Yeah.
ground.
Yeah.
But here's what I would say is the one thing I like about doing it at Daytona is that Harley's going to punch a big hole in the air for some little super sport to come up and just overcook
Rocket.
that turn.
Oh yeah,
Oh my
they'll ab
God.
they'll
Yeah, they're going to go
absolutely
by at
they'll
200
rocket.
miles an hour and can't
It's going to be
stop. Oh,
Ricky Bobby shaking me. Whoa.
can you see a bagger at the front of a train when that's going into like
I
that with
know.
a bunch of super sport bikes behind it? It'd
They'll
just be
catch up. They'll catch
insanity.
up with the. They'll catch up with the leaders.
Yeah, they're gonna have a problem with each other is the
They're
problem.
gonna have a hard time
Because
stopping.
if you have seven, let's just say you had seven super sports behind one bagger.
Yeah,
Now, the minute
that'd
somebody
be a
pulls
hell of a
out of that, the
draft.
minute anybody pulls out of that draft, you're just gonna rocket
To
seven of them. Yeah.
the back.
Yeah.
You pull out of the draft, you're gone. You're a half lap back before you know what happened.
That could be mighty dangerous. Just put it at that.
It'd definitely be like, oh, thought that guy was coming.
Yeah.
Whoo, that'd have been
He's
rough,
going
but
to what happened? He's going the wrong direction.
what did he do? Hit the brakes?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's some good points to it. Like I said, I think I'd rather see the baggers and the hooligans. To me, that I like that. But whatever. No one ever listens to me, not like they
Well,
did
I
when I did
just
Motor
in
America.
my opinion, what I like the mixing of the classes, but for, do it as a demonstration race first. Let's see whether
Yeah.
it's
Oh, yeah. I
worthwhile.
definitely don't want that to be a
Because
points race.
throwing a potentially another race in, and if it's especially if it's a points race, could really turn off the fans if it's not entertaining, right?
Yeah. You got to show that it's entertaining before you do it
Yeah.
for points.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%. All right. We got, who do we got? MotoGP this weekend in Brazil? Is that where they are? Brazil?
I believe that is correct. They are in Brazil.
MotoGP. And then
Yeah,
next
this
weekend's
week.
a.
And then World Superbikes the following week.
And so it's MotoGP, right? Isn't it a double next weekend?
I don't
Yes,
know.
MotoGP will be in America at the Circuit of the Americas, and World Superbike will be
Anywhere but America.
in
Because
Putumayo.
that's where World Superbike races. Anywhere but America.
Yeah, anywhere in
I think we
America.
I think World Superbike needs to go to Qatar. Fill that hole.
Yeah, good. It's this Walmart pulled out. They got plenty of space. And Moto America is also at Circuit Americas this weekend, but only for the
This weekend, though, right?
yeah,
Or next
but
weekend?
yeah, this
Two
coming
weeks.
weekend. Yeah, for the Talent Cup. They don't. That's the only
Yeah.
thing they're racing is the Talent Cup, and I don't
Yeah.
even know why they're doing that. Just for anyway.
I don't know.
You know why they're doing it.
Probably.
Because that's who they want to show off, right?
Yep.
I don't want to show off these old grandfathers. Nobody wants to see Ken on the back of a...
of a nobody wants to see Ken, period. You could just end it
at that. Just get it left at that.
We'll be back next week.